G8 Evion, welcome to the New World Order. No one man can change the world, or nobody told these guys. So who exactly is going to Evion and why? Who? This movement of movement comprises of a mix of different groups and individuals. This is perceived by some as a weakness, but I believe this is where its real strength lies. From environmentalists to anarchists, from socialists to gay rights campaigners, and from trade unionists to people who just want the world to be a better place. There is also likely to be a large anti-war delegation this year. So where do these people come from? Just about everywhere, all over the world. And you know, I met Russians, Americans, Israelis, Palestinians, Iraqis, Brazilians, even Irish, you get the picture. Seattle saw a symbolic linking of arms between the trade unionists and environmentalists, the Teamsters and the Turtles. Two groups that had traditionally been in fierce opposition. This is a wide-ranging movement. We in Europe and the USA are not spearheading the movement, but in following the steps of Asia, South America and Africa, who have been taking to the streets in the millions for years. What's become known as the anti-globalization movement should really be known as the anti-corporate globalization movement, because this movement is about as global as it comes. Why? There are as many reasons as people. Common goals, common enemy. So why have these groups with so many different angles come together? Because the common goals outweigh the differences. The perception is it's do or die time, the backs are up against the wall, and it's time to stand up and be counted, there's no second chance. This is no science fiction, the shit has hit the fan. Celtic Tiger, sure we're right, doesn't affect us? Wrong. Welcome to the New World Order, where transnational corporations rule the world, and the weak and unprofitable are destroyed, and everybody is an economic slave. Our governments have sold us to the highest bidder. The rolling back of the state, privatisation, etc. has left our governments with less and less real power. It doesn't matter who you vote for, the corporations always get in. So who are these new rulers of the world, and what are their motives? Motives would seem to be short-term profit, and the consequences are clear to see. Nearly 1 billion hungry while food mountains rot. The raping of planet Earth, systematic environmental destruction on a mass scale. The growing gap between the rich and the poor, the haves and the have-nots. Racism and the creation of a fortress Europe to keep out the have-nots. More wars, a natural side effect of capitalism, which needs an enemy. Free trade, which is neither free nor fair, which guarantees poverty for most of the world's population. An end of civil liberties, freedom of the press and political freedom. The unholy trinity and the dark masters. All of this has been done by our new world government, the WTO, the World Trade Organization. Anyone remember voting for these guys? And the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, and the World Bank. This unholy trinity, WTO, IMF, WB, tools for the trans-global corporations are being used to push through the neoliberal agenda, which only benefits the few at the expense of the many, the bigger the lie. And we're supposed to believe that this is somehow inevitable, a natural progression, that this is the only way forward and there are no alternatives? The biggest lie we were ever sold was you can have capitalism or communism. Then you have no other choice. Rubbish. There's millions of alternatives, and despite what it might seem like, capitalism is on a knife edge. It just needs a push in the right direction. Read between the lines.